Here's a story from The World.
It's been a record-breaking year for storms with names in the Atlantic. Central America suffered a 1-2 punch with hurricanes Eta and Iota this month. Nearly 200 people are feared to have died. Hundreds of thousands of people in coastal areas of Nicaragua and Honduras have been forced to leave their homes and seek emergency shelter. One aid group is working with children to help them cope with the devastation of the storms. That's today on The Big Fix.
We have come here to let you know that change is coming, whether you like it or not.
Can we turn this around?
We have no other option.
The only option that we have is to succeed.
What we do now and in the next few years will profoundly affect the next few thousand years.
I'm joined by Veronica Zambrano, the Honduras country director for the children's charity Plan International, which has volunteers assisting in shelters in Honduras right now. Veronica, thank you for being with us. What's been the impact of these storms in Honduras? What are the conditions like in the shelters?
Thank you very much, Mark. Honduras is living one of the worst crises in its history. There has been 3 million people affected with the hurricanes. We have families and children that have been taken away from their homes and that they had to run into a shelter to survive. The condition in the shelters, it's also very difficult because Eta came and they were already saturated. So Honduras is going through a very, very, very difficult and sad time.
So 3 million people affected in a country of 9 million, fully a third of the country in one way impacted by these storms. And we got to remember there's COVID. I mean, surviving a hurricane, living through one would be a terrifying experience for anyone, but especially for kids. Destruction, death all around you. You're not knowing whether you and your family will survive. Maybe you've been separated from your family. We know intense storms have been linked to post-traumatic stress disorder and depression in young people. What kind of mental health impact does this have on kids?
We have to think about boys and we have to think about girls. And we have to think of these emotional reactions that you have when you, as you were describing, you lose your house. You're taken out of your family. You're separated from your family and you have emotional reactions as fear, terror, insecurity. Then you go into the shelter and then you are bored, you are irritable, you are so sad. You don't know what it is happened. Of course, there is also reactions on their behavior, and maybe some of them will become in depression. They will feel apathy. They will be isolated, intolerant to things. And then is when violence comes in.
You're also active in providing services when storms have not had a major impact. Along with UNICEF, you run a project called Pro Niñez, which trains community psychologists and helps thousands of children get mental health services. Why is it important to have this infrastructure and training already in place before a storm?
When we work with children, with boys and girls, this helps them a lot to be resilient because you work in right self-esteem, life project, you become empowered. So when a crisis comes, you have built this resilience that makes you be able to receive the trauma in a better condition and also become out of the trauma also in a better condition, learning from that crisis.
So, Veronica, our segment on the show, The Big Fix, is all about climate change solutions. And it sounds like what Plan International is doing is providing solutions for kids affected by climate change. I guess that's where we're at in the world today. So let me ask you this. Storms like this are expected to get worse with climate change. What do we need to do differently to prepare kids for this new normal?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's exactly the origin of the problem. Honduras is the country most affected by climate change, in the words of the President of the Republic of Honduras. How can you believe that you can have 2 hurricanes 6 days apart, Eta and then Iota? Our children are receiving that. What happens now? We don't have the analysis of what this really is going to be the impact in the countries. What is going to happen with migration, with caravanas? Because people doesn't have anything to eat. And this is why the caravanas exist. And the migration from Honduras to Guatemala, to Mexico, to the USA. In what conditions? And they take children with them. So the problem and the impact is not yet in the agenda, but the cause is absolutely, as you have said, climate change.
Veronica Zambrano is the Honduras Country Director for Plan International. Thank you very much, Veronica, for speaking with us, and good luck with your work.
Thank you. Thank you so much for putting this in the agenda.